Well, folks, we are with Greg Morrill here, and it is time for some great wines. And I'm pretty excited. We have three wines on the table here from Rodney Strong Vineyards. And I think my request got put through. And we have Malbec, we have Old Vine Zin, and we have a new red blend, which I'm very excited about. I've had the 2019. You tell me this is a completely different blend. So we got a lot to talk about. I'll pour, you talk.
Sounds good, Doc. Like always, that works for me. Hey, so this first wine is Malbec. It's 100% Malbec. And just going forward real quick, that Zin's going to be nearly all Zin, a little pinch of Petit Sirah. And that red blend, it's got both of those plus two others. So we'll get to that one. So this first one, 2018 Alexander Valley Malbec. Absolutely delicious wine. It's really found its home in Argentina. So for those of you really looking for Malbec, there's a lot of it down in Argentina. And so, of course, it comes from France, but it went to Argentina a long time ago, and the Argentinians really taken hold of it. Now, we took a visit to Argentina back in 2017, and we already had some Malbec growing here up in Alexander Valley and out in the wild in Sonoma County, out towards the coast a little farther, and this ranch called the Cooley Ranch. Malbec grows wonderfully here. Ours is growing at elevation up on hillsides, really rocky, thin soils. It just gets concentrated. The berries tend to be on the large side. Malbec has a little bigger cluster, bigger berries. But it makes some of the darkest wine that you'll find. And it's incredibly almost bluish black in color. The Malbec has a lot of juicy tones to it, just a ton of berry fruit, sometimes a little wisp of floral character. And it just makes an absolutely delicious wine. Softer tannin, so in a blend, it tends to soften a blend up if you end up blending it with cabs and things like that. We do that for some of our other wines. But this is our 2018 Alexander Valley Malbec.
Well, it's a beautiful wine. I've had it before and other vintages. But one key element here is elevation. I think that's where they did in South America. They came, we have some pretty high mountains here. These mountainsides are very good for Malbec, and you have discovered that secret.
That's right. Yeah, two-thirds of this is from the Rockaway Vineyard. We make a Rockaway single vineyard Cabernet. That's for a different show, but the Malbec in this wine is coming from that Rockaway Vineyard, and occasionally we'd use a little pinch in that Rockaway wine as well.
We're going to move on now, and this was my request, the Old Vine Zinfandel. I could drink that every day.
Zinfandel's just good for you.
Obviously, I'm a real healthy man, and I drink a lot of Zin, so I guess those go together.
You eat your vegetables and your fruits, and you drink Zin, right?
All day.
You do a long life, eh?
that might not happen.
Well, this is, Zinfandel is known as Tribadrag, came from Croatia, and then it went through Italy and came to America. It came to the East Coast, and it found its way out west, right around the Gold Rush. Been planted in California, guess what? By the Italians, all the Italian immigrants who came out here, all the immigrants. And
thank you for coming.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Italians. So they planted Zinfandel here, there, and everywhere. One of these blocks is actually 80 years old, so hence the old vines. Some of it is a little newer. Some of it's 20 years old, but that 80-year-old block is really what we're wrapping our arms around. It's on the River West Vineyard. It's about a half a mile from where we sit right now. Gorgeous day. You got to go west a half a mile across the Russian River, which is pretty full right about now, and climb up a little bank, and you're into some old, gnarly, head-trained Zin. And it's a wild thing to see these old head-trained vines, but they make a very fruity wine with some spice, and so that little bit of Petit Sirah that's in there.
I have to remind people that we are out and we're adjacent to some of the Rodney Strong Vineyard, and they're doing a little work out here.
That's right, yeah. some vineyard work going on, and it's a beautiful spring day, but out here in the vineyards, we aren't slowing down. So the rain's let up, and we're back out in the vineyards. But this Old Vine Zin's got a pinch of Petit Sirah, pretty typical around here for people to add a little Petit Sirah, add some spice and some tannins. You know, it adds a little longevity to the wine.
Well, this red blend is very intriguing to me. I've had one before here, and we're on to the 2021 red blend. And you perked my ears up here when you said what was in it. So you can pour me another glass of that. Mine's already gone.
Sounds good to me, Doc. You drink, I'll talk.
So I am going to pour us another glass of this red blend. I think we're going to need some food with this one, but tell me the real blend here.
Yeah, this is a 25% Malbec, so there's a lot of juiciness to that Malbec. It's soft and it's really dark. You know, it can be darker in that berry fruit tone, but it's literally darker. I mean, the wine itself is really inky. 16% Zinfandel, so also very juicy, you know, a little spiciness in there too. And then the other blenders are a larger percentage. So it's 31% Merlot and 27% Cab. And hopefully those percentages added up, because I don't know, we've been here for a little while and had a few glasses. So anyway.
Well, if they don't, we're not telling any secrets.
Well, the point is, anyway, it's more, a little more than half is Merlot and Cab. So these classic Bordeaux varieties that are very often paired together for good reason. The Cab's got a lot of structure. It's got a lot of cassis tones. It has a little bit of herbaceousness to it sometimes. The Merlot tends to lean towards reddish fruit. Also has some herbal tones to it, very pleasant herbal tones, some savory tones. They might call it Garrigue, if you want to look that up. A little bit of Sous-Bois.
I'm not even sure how to spell that. So
I actually don't know either. It just makes me look smarter, I guess, when I say it. We've got this Merlot Cab and Malbec, these three Bordeaux varieties, married with this little bit of Zinfandel. And so you have a wine that basically is a lot softer around the edges. It shows a lot of fruit tones, and it's showing fruit flavors that come from both this Bordeaux side of the fence and this Zinfandel, which is from a very different grape.
Well, it's time for me to order some food, because I am hungry, and that wine makes you hungry. It is very advantageous for us to get food very quickly here.
Absolutely.